Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla, Morning Show, waking you up. 6:03, it's Thursday, Carla.
It is. I don't know why I thought it was Wednesday today. And yesterday I thought it was Thursday. I'm all screwed up.
Well, I can tell you why.
I'm all screwed up. Why, Mike?
You know, I've worked with you. I've known you forever. And now it comes to the point where I don't even think I know who I'm working with. I don't know you.
You do.
You're all tatted up.
Yeah, I'm all tatted up. I did. I got another one. I'm all done. I said I just needed to even it out. I have this weird a little OCD, I think, where I needed to even it out and be symmetrical. Somebody said, why are you? Because I feel off balance from this other one. Yes, I got a little bandy tattoo around the arm that I can cover up with a shirt once I have the goop.
You know what they've said? Huh. You know what tattoo people say?
What?
Once you start getting one, and then you get another, and then you go, you can't stop.
I know. But I'm all even now. I'm really not. I never thought I was a tattoo person. And I don't think these are tattoos. I think of them as like a little, little symbol. I don't know.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, but no, I'm done. This one hurt too much. This one hurt. That first one, you know what it is? People get on stage for the first time. Comics. We can all tell you the same thing. Get on stage for the first time, you kill.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is great. This will be easy. Then you get on stage again and you die for like the next several times. That's what tattoos are like. If you get one, just get one. Don't get the second one because it hurts like a mother.
All right.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
You know what? Let's mark this date down and see what happens.
Okay, no, I'm so done. I am so done. Okay. I really am.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. Sun's out, guns out.
Yes, thank
you. Look at you.
Well, more like aged white cheddar, but.
High in the low 90s, upper 80s tomorrow. Going to be nice heading into Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, it is.
69 now. Yes. First dose of some cheap, trashy Jadagospi Entertainment tabloid news.
He gave Ellen DeGeneres $4 million.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to find out who that is and why, plus some other stories after Journey and Lights.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
In a recent interview, Foo Fighter and former Nirvana band member Dave Grohl said he just can't listen to Nirvana. He says when Kurt Cobain died, every time the radio came on, it just broke my heart. And I still can't put Nirvana records on. Just can't do it.
Really?
I understand. Yeah, I understand that. I mean, they were friends. They were the originals, boy. Mark Wahlberg rebooting Captain Kangaroo. He says his kids aren't interested in science and engineering and all that. He said, so I wanted to think of a way to get them interested in that. And that's what got me interested in that. And math, all of that, Captain Kangaroo. Oh,
really?
So, yeah. Yeah, so he's going to reboot that. No word on when it's starting yet, but it's in its infancy right now. But he is going to, he's going to do it. The original ran for 38 seasons from 1955 to 1984. Wow.
I got to be honest, when I think of Captain Kangaroo, and I remember watching it.
Yeah, same here.
I just don't remember math and science being a big part of it.
Science, it was simple. It was simple science. It wasn't, equations and all of that, but it was pretty simple stuff.
Oh.
But I think it sure could be much more, it would be much different than it was back then. We were simple kids.
Yes.
That's for sure. And Ashton Kutcher surprised Ellen DeGeneres on her show yesterday with a $4 million donation to her wildlife charity. And he said, you're always thinking about everyone else. We wanted to show you that people are thinking about you. So $4 million, that's huge.
Wow.
That is huge. And a big happy birthday, man. Tommy Chong. Do you know how old he turns today?
No.
80. 80 years
what?
Old. Tommy Chong is 80 years old today.
Wow.
I had no idea.
I thought in the early 70s or something like that. Well,
80 years old. So I don't know. You know what? Fire up a fat one, I guess, today and celebrate Tommy Chong.
That's what you're going to do.
80th birthday. Yeah, just don't break a hip doing it. Jeez.
Right. Okay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tommy. That's your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos.
Carla, I want to play a piece of audio. This is a conversation between a grandmother and a granddaughter.
Yep. granddaughter.
This will either make you go, aw, now isn't that cute? Or you got to be kidding me. Listen to this.
If I ask you to clean up your mess on the table at where we go to eat at a restaurant, you don't tell me they have people working there where everybody's laughing at me because that's what you said to me. You had that whole place laughing at me because you said, but I don't work there. It didn't matter. You just needed to clean up
your mess. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this, Nana. Just put this small stuff. And I don't work there. I don't have time for this.
This is over.
I don't know if you caught that, but she said, don't sweat the small stuff.
You know what? Good advice is what that is. Really good advice. I think it's freaking adorable.
You do? All right. So you think it's adorable? How many other people out there think, really?
She's only like, I think, just from looking at it, she's like three or four. So.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
My dad used to tell me that. That's why I love it. Don't sweat the small stuff, Carly.
Now, you know for a fact she's had to hear that somewhere.
Yeah. And that was a book. That was a book, too. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Okay.
And it was about just that, piping down and not being stressed. And
because we had the family over, and, you know, Ethan's sitting there, and somebody said something, and I had to say to this person, I'm not going to say what they said.
Right.
But I had to say, you can't say that to him. And she goes, why? I said, because he repeats.
Sure, of course.
He's going to go to school now and say that.
Yeah, I got news. Some of the things they bring home from school.
I know.
It's, you know. But I'm also a pretty decent tipper. And you know what? And they do. There are people who do that. So I don't mean it that way. I was at, where was I at? What's the place called? Where was I?
Olive
where was
Garden. It that I,
No. No.
Well, you're Italian. No, I thought maybe that's where.
Yeah, that's where we all go. Smashburger. And then we picked up the stuff to take it back and get, no, leave it. No, we'll take care of that.
What? Like,
well, all right. Yeah. Okay,
again,
fine.
The little girl or whatever also had to hear somewhere that you don't need to clean up after yourself because people would do that.
I don't work there.
Exactly. I don't work there. 96.3 KKLZ, the police with Sting. Well, by the way, he's coming to town with Shaggy.
Yes.
With Shaggy. And
yes,
we have those tickets to give away a little bit later on this hour. 7:08, Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's great. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done this before.
No, I haven't either. So, you know what? Graduation time. Summer is here.
Right.
Apparently, there's a huge jump in fake social media profiles over the next few months because parents want to keep an eye on what their kids are doing over summer vacation. And they say that that age, like teenagers, the most likely to be friended by their parents acting as someone else.
Man, I'm glad my kids are older now.
I know.
Because it just seems like it would take a lot of time.
Oh, absolutely.
And
you'd have to think
this out.
Oh, please, I know adults who have done this. This is ridiculous. I mean, I guess with kids, you want to keep an eye on them. But I have some friends up in Reno who they have fake Instagram accounts.
Really?
So they can keep an eye on their kids, yeah.
And what do they do? They talk to them as somebody else? And
yeah, or they just follow them. They don't even talk to them so much. They just follow them. You know, you come up with some, like, hip name and some different picture. And so they can just follow them and see what they're doing, what they're posting, things
like
that.
So you're this whole different person.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a phony account that
right.
And you
That's
talk to
exactly
you. Wow.
It. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Maybe I sound stupid or naive, but I just.
Well, listen, I'm sure there are a lot of parents out there who are saying, you know, I wish this was around when I was, raising my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you are. I know some of you have fake accounts. And you don't have to say your name. You can call or text. I would love to know if there is anyone out there who has a fake account. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Have you ever done that?
No, I've never done that. No.
Has it ever happened to you where you found out it was a fake account?
No.
I know you used to get those letters from.
I used to get Hello Pretty letters a lot.
Yeah.
And I never. Come on, really? Hello, pretty. That's
you never
not
took
how,
anybody up on
that's
those?
That's not the salutation that you really use with me, okay?
Hello,
it's
pretty.
It's just not. 702-739-9636. Like I say, call or text if you've done a fake account or if you're doing one right now.
Are you one of those parents that are going to be setting up a fake Facebook account to keep an eye on your kids over the summer?
This is crazy. Facebook, Instagram, all of them are happening. Raul says it's called parent catfishing, Carla. That's exactly what it
is. Really? They have a name for it.
Yeah, parent catfishing. Listen to this. It's not just kids. Howard says, this is so funny, I have a fake Tinder profile. I want to test the women out first. I make myself sound a lot better. After all, my name is Howard. It's not a real attractive name to begin with. A lot of women, I hate to say it, are gold diggers in this town.
Oh.
So I just want to see what they're like with this other Howard and take it from there.
Well, I think if you get past Howie.
Yeah, I know.
Or a Howard.
You're so right. Nobody names their kids Howard anymore, do they?
So why wouldn't he make up a fake name with this fake account?
I think he's testing. It sounds like he's testing the women to see if they're sincere.
Oh.
You know, or not. Now, listen. See, I feel like I know things and then I don't. This is Joanne. She says, my 18-year-old daughter, a college freshman, has used Instagram for years. But she found out I was following her with a fake account, so she now has a Finsta. That's a fake Instagram account. She said, I went to her page. Not only did a different profile picture come up, but a bio line that says, sorry, Mom.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, Carla? This is like espionage or something. Or deep down undercover espionage.
I think I know something. I think I'm ahead of everything and then I'm not.
All right, Dee Dee's on the phone. Dee Dee, what did you do?
So there was this professional athlete who wouldn't like give me the time of day or anything, and I was really annoyed by it.
What?
So,
uh-oh.
A friend and I, we decided that we were going to make like a catfish account.
Oh.
And the guy, you know, we were talking. He didn't believe that, you know, that I was actually the person that I said I was, because obviously I wasn't.
Oh.
And
of course.
He almost drove to come and see me. And then the guilt kicked in and I was like,
yep.
Oh, sorry, I'm not going to be in town.
Okay, you saved yourself there.
Wow.
Jeez.
Kylie, what about you? What did you do?
My husband and I went through kind of a situation and stuff like that. And we both have had trust issues and stuff. Well, just because I was like, you know what? I wonder if I could get him and see what I could do.
Oh, jeez.
I made a fake profile.
No.
And I found a whole bunch of pictures of a girl was a model that was across, you know, seas.
Nice.
Same person. And he had no clue. He don't pay attention to that kind of stuff.
No, sure.
So I pretended that I was that person for the longest time. And he said, well, let's meet up somewhere.
Wow.
And I asked him who the heck he was talking to, and I had saw his phone. And he came clean, and I was like, you know?
Wow.
I haven't even told him to this day. I still haven't told him it was me this whole time.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's the Pina Colada song.
It is the Pina Colada song. Oh, my God. You're married. I'm married. Wait a minute. This is not even parents with their kids. These are adults. These are adults doing this.
I'm telling you right now, if Jody ever even thought about doing something like this.
Done?
Like a hot chick hitting on me through Facebook.
Yeah. D1.
I already know it's a joke. I know it's a joke. It doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, I guess I would have to think that, too.
Even
some
in person.
Guy,
even in person.
I know.
It's like
know.
Somebody's putting you up
like,
to this.
I think that anyhow. It's like, well, okay, what? What's going on? You don't. No, you don't. Shut up.
And see, then you wonder why they have trust issues.
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
Because you're doing this.
Oh, my God. This. Oh, wow.
Too funny.
I got some ideas.
Tickets for the police who is Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Give those away in about 10 minutes. 96.3 KKLZ. That video right there, Separate Ways.
Oh.
So intense.
Oh.
So intense.
Yeah.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:37. All right, Sting, Shaggy. Going to be at the Park Theater, Park MGM, formerly the Monte Carlo.
Yes.
This is going to be Saturday, October 13th. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Carla, they go on sale later today, later this morning at about 10 a.m., but you have a chance to win them before you can buy them. We're going to play a round of back and forth.
Yep.
back and forth. 3 out of 3.
Yep.
And you're a winner, starting with caller number 9. Lines are on hold right now, but once we get through news, traffic, and weather.
We're all bobbing our heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went up to Brian Hammer, who's on a station down the hallway.
Yes.
And we were talking about EDC.
Oh, yeah.
And I just went up to the back of his head, started tapping it, going, poof.
I can't. I have had so many, you know, a lot of people in our building went,
mm-hmm.
And they asked me to go. I told you this a while ago. And
not
I
to think, get off the subject.
No, not at all. But I said, I can't, jeez, I got to bring like one of those, what is it? It doubles, it's a cane that doubles as a chair. You flip it open. I'd have to bring one of those. I can't, I'd have to take a knee at some point. As much as I like EDM music.
Right.
But I'd be that person. It's like, do you really want me there? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know what? You guys go ahead.
You just go.
Go ahead without me. Keep bobbing
your
head.
That's in the parking lot, John.
Yes, uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. Unless you're helicoptering me in, or you're doing EDC on the lawn at downtown Summerlin.
I can hear it fine. I don't need to go and see that Steve Occhio guy.
That's right, that Zed, I don't know.
It was last weekend. Everybody survived, so thank God for that. All right, tickets for Sting, Shaggy. After we get through news, traffic, and weather, starting with caller number 9, a round of back and forth. Good luck. Kristen's on the phone. Kristen, you ready to win tickets for Sting and Shaggy?
I sure hope so.
It's a game we like to call back and forth. 3 out of 3, and you're a winner. Here we go.
Kristen, every breath you
take.
Good.
Don't stand so
close to me.
Message in a
bottle.
You got it. But Kristen, I have a bonus one for you.
Oh.
Do, 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 do.
Do, do.
No.
Well, no, but you got the 3.
Da, 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 da.
Yes, Mike, you got it.
She needed a lifeline.
I know she did need a lifeline. Somebody older.
Is that okay, like tomatoes? Is that gonna work?
Yes, but not really. Okay. Yeah. But the important thing is these tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. You already have a pair. Sting, Shaggy.
Woo!
Inside the Park Theater at MGM.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I love Mike and Carla. I love you guys.
Well, thank you, Kristen, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Rocking out on your way to work, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, presenting June Fest, Saturday, June 9th. Man, it's such a good lineup. Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn, Berlin, and Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. Mm-hmm. Tickets on sale. If you want to buy them, you can do them right through the website, 96.3KKLZ.com. 8:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show. We've got another dose of some cheap trash and chatty gossip entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Yeah, we definitely do. David Letterman passing counterfeit bills. I know.
All right, more on that and other stories after the Eagles, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
I know you're a fan. Adam Levine will join James Corden tonight for carpool karaoke. It looks pretty darn good. A little Maroon 5 music, a lot of Maroon 5 music. An Australian Star Wars burlesque show, Mike, touring California. Sexy versions of Luke, Leia, Han Solo, Chewbacca. It's called The Empire Strips Back, a burlesque parody. Now, they've also done Game of Thrones, Batman. Their next one, they say, will probably be Ghostbusties,
uh-huh.
A Ghostbusters parody. I'd like to see these, actually. I'll bet they're hilarious.
That'd be a good girls' night out for
you, wouldn't it? It really would. The Empire Strips Back, ladies. Huh?
Come on.
Woo! Come on. Tassels up. And David Letterman, he was on Seth Meyers, and he said he sometimes forgets that he has that huge beard.
Mm-hmm.
He went in to pay for something with a bunch of 20s, and it was a little odd.
The guy picks up each 20, looks at it, and then makes a mark. And he gets about halfway through, and I said to him, I'm sorry, what are you doing? He said, I'm just doing my job. I have to check and see if they're counterfeit. Willie, do I look like the kind of guy that would come up here and start passing counterfeit? And then I realized, oh, yeah, I do.
He does.
He really does. That beard, I know he loves it, and he's comfortable with it, but wow, he looks very different.
And he's sticking with it, too.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he would slowly but surely start trimming it a little bit.
So did I. I'll bet his wife gets on him soon, though. I'll bet she does. she's a little younger than him, so I'll bet she starts saying, "When are you gonna? How long are you gonna keep that for?
Yeah.
When are we? Is it a hockey thing, honey? Get rid of it.
Yeah,
please.
That's what it is.
Yeah, get rid of
it. It's a playoff beard.
That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. They got so many stages in so many venues. Why go anywhere else?
Former Juke Fest artist KC of the Sunshine Band, Mike and Carla Morning Show. We were just talking off the air how much fun he was at Juke Fest when we were back at the South Point. Jody said, you know what? I didn't expect him to be that good or that much fun.
Yeah, that's not really her thing.
Uh-uh.
He was a blast. He had the backup dancers. He was all over the place.
And, of course, we have Juke Fest coming up Saturday, June 9th. What a great lineup. Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn with Berlin, Starship featuring Mickey Thomas, and of course Vegas' own Stephanie Calvert.
Yes,
we're going to be talking to next week.
I'd love to be a backup dancer for any of those bands, any of them.
You know what? I want to ask her or even Mickey Thomas if I could do. You know when they do "We Built This City"?
Oh yeah, if you could do the radio part, that would
be
cool.
The City of Lights is never.
Yeah,
Las Vegas,
the City of Nights. What?
Hey! Get everything
the
in there.
Golden Knights.
We do have tickets to give away, and being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater. I'm alone, sitting with my empty glass.
My four walls follow me through the past.
I was on a Paris train.
I emerged in London rain.
And you were waiting there.
Swimming through apologies. All right, John's just shaking his head, has no clue. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You do.
Nothing.
One of our June Fest artists, of course.
Lyrics from one of their songs.
Yes. I'm good with music, just not the words.
I know. A lot of people. I know.
All right. All you have to do is identify by title the name of the song those lyrics are from, starting with caller number 9. We're going to get through news, traffic, and weather. All the lines are on hold right now. But starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. You have a chance to win tickets for KKLZ's June Fest. Here it is, one more time. Listen closely now.
I'm alone, sitting with my empty glass.
My four walls follow me through the past.
I was on a Paris train.
I emerged in London rain.
And you were waiting there.
Swimming through apologies. All right, identify that song by title. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for KKLZ's June Fest with another segment of Thespian Music.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so far behind. Let's do that again. Cut.
I'll edit.
Okay, thanks.
When the podcast
Jeez.
Is. With another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater. Wow. I'm alone, sitting with my empty glass.
My four walls follow me through the past.
I was on a Paris train.
I emerged in London rain.
And you were waiting there.
Swimming through apologies. All right, from those lyrics, can you identify the song by title from a June Fest artist? Got Eric on the phone. Eric, can you do it?
Yep, it's The Metro.
That's it.
Berlin.
That is it. Berlin, our friend Terry Nunn. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
She is a good time.
Yeah, she is.
You got tickets to go to June Fest. It's happening Saturday, June 9th, Outdoor Amphitheater over at Sunset Station. Get there early for Mike and Carla's pre-concert party. That starts at 3. Take a dip in the pool. Food and beer garden. Gates open at 5. You're going to have a good time. So thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go!
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, according to a new survey. And Carla, I want to know if this bothers you. 1 out of 3 people say they let their pets stay in the room when, how do I put this?
When they're having the sexy time?
Yes.
Okay.
Right there in the bedroom. More than half of dog owners, 2/3 of cat owners, let their pets sleep in their bed.
Just going to say I've been there, Mike. I've been there. Yes. With the person that, you know what? You work around.
You do what you have
around.
To do.
Exactly.
See, me being allergic doesn't take much.
No, you're right. No, we're done. Yep. We're done.
That was my effort. An elementary school student in Texas recently wrote a letter to the cops to thank them for pulling her mom over.
Oh.
With the last day of school and everything. I thought I'd read this story. Yeah. Why, you ask? Well, she felt it was a good way to get revenge on her mom for taking her phone away and bragging about being a good driver.
Okay.
That's what the daughter did.
All righty. Okay, well, guess what? Yeah, exactly. You know what? Guess who's grounded for the rest of summer, huh? Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, are you going to sleep in this Saturday? Because it could save your life. A new study out of Sweden looked at more than 38,000 people's sleep habits. They found that people who slept in on the weekends, they are less likely to die young.
Oh.
Now, they say it's a tentative conclusion, not a fact, that it'll keep you alive sleeping in on the weekends. But, you know, it's not a big sacrifice to give it a shot, is it? I think I'll try this on the weekends.
All you have to do is lay there,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Perfect.
And, Mike, on the flip side of your story, Trisha Connor, Santa Fe, Texas, she made her 11-year-old daughter pick up trash on the side of the road while wearing a sign that read, "I have an attitude and I'm disrespectful." She said her daughter is a straight-A student, perfect attendance. Her only problem is she has a bad attitude. Mm-hmm. And she was very ungrateful after receiving an invite to visit Dave and Buster's with some friends.
Oh.
So she said, "I'm not trying to publicly shame her. I'm just trying to teach her a lesson."
But you are.
Yeah, I don't know. Picking up trash, that's a good thing.
That's a good
thing.
Right? That's a good thing. I just don't know if wearing the sign really works.
Yeah, I'll bet it does. I don't know. It might. It might. I know. You know what? Whatever. Tough love. Come on. Get over it. Pick up the trash and shut up. Go to Dave and Buster's. How about that, Trisha?
Huh? What a tough life.
Yeah, that's right. Buck up, would you?
Shut up and go to Dave and Buster's.
Exactly. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
At the end of our show, we like to wrap it up with a feel-good story to carry you throughout the workday. And it's a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Writes, in 2015, my wife and I adopted two young girls, 5 and 2 their ages. They were exposed to domestic violence and drugs and born with drugs in their system. The oldest one, now 8, second grade. Two teachers, Miss Rieger, Miss Ridley, have gone above and beyond to care for this young girl. Miss Rieger was her kindergarten teacher, still hugs her every morning, makes an appearance at all of her karate belt testings. She has this young lady come to her class as a second grader and show off her moves to the kindergartners. Miss Ridley brought her entire family to watch my daughter in both karate and ice skating activities. She's also been to all of her belt advancement tests.
Wow.
May seem like something small and insignificant, but you'll never know how much the gestures of these two wonderful women have made to improve the confidence and self-esteem of a young lady that was badly in need of it.
Wow. Yeah. That, you know what? That's a great story.
It is.
We have Tom on the phone. And Tom, that is an amazing story.
People think it's little things and it's insignificant, but it's just awesome with these two ladies. They just, you don't know what it means to a little girl to go into the little kindergarten class and do her karate moves. I mean, it just boosts her confidence and her self-esteem.
Well, Tom, here's what we've done. For the teachers that have meant so much to your kids, we're going to treat them to brunch over at Brio, Tivoli, or Town Square.
That's wonderful, yes.
And then for you and your kids, your family, a family 4-pack to get a little wet over at Cowabunga Bay this summer.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, too. Thank you.
I wish it could be more, but...
No, Tom, that is awesome. It's a really great story. Miss Rieger and Miss Ridley, thank you for being out there and just, you know what, for just doing what you should do.
If you have a feel-good story, you want us to hear about it or you want us to read about it on the air, just email it through our website, 96.3kklz.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right, before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, we're going to do that next. Looking forward to Friday.
Well, we will have more June Fest tickets. Of course, Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn, Berlin, Starship, of course, Wendy Rush, Days Gone By. Get your tickets if you have not gotten them already. Yes, you have chances throughout the day to win them, but make sure you pick up your tickets at any station casinos. And also, more tickets for Sting and Shaggy. We will give those away. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard will be stopping by as well with all the new movies for the holiday weekend.
Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that with a podcast of this show. Entertainment news, interviews, and a lot more right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. As Carla said, Wendy Rush up next. She will have more tickets for June Fest to give away. 11:40, your chance to win those. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.